Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Brought to you by Associated Ophthalmologists.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I am Father Fabian Moncada. It's a blessing to me be with Wilfrido Matamoros, and today we have Mr. Enrique Peña, our guest. This is the program that helps us to grow in together in terms of faith and be close one to another, to pray and to live in our faith actively. I'd like to, before to go into our show, let us ask in the presence of our Lord in our lives and introduce this offering. In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I united myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christmas, gone. Epiphany, gone. We are moving into the new liturgical time. And we are in ordinary time. And this week will be a very, very deeply preparation to looking what is the meaning of our life and vocation. So this coming Sunday, we will be listened from the Gospel of John, the call, the divine call from God to us, to invite us to be in the way to conquer real happiness that endure forever. But before to moving into our gospel meditation, let us inspire ourselves with the saint of the day.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Adrian of Canterbury. Today's saint turned down a papal request to become Archbishop of Canterbury, England. The Pope only accepted the rejection on the condition that Adrian serve as the Holy Father's assistant and advisor. Adrian agreed, but ended up spending most of his life and doing most of his work in Canterbury anyway. Born in Africa, Adrian was serving as an abbot in Italy when the new Archbishop of Canterbury appointed him abbot of the monastery of Saints Peter and Paul in Canterbury. Thanks to Adrian's leadership skills, that facility became one of the most important centers of learning in England. The school attracted many outstanding scholars from far and wide and produced numerous future bishops and archbishops. Students reportedly learned Greek and Latin and spoke Latin as well as their own native languages. Adrian taught at that school for 40 years. He died there, probably in the year 710, and was buried in the monastery. Several hundred years later, when reconstruction was being done, Adrian's body was discovered in an incorrupt state. As word spread, people flocked to his tomb, which became famous for his miracles. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
We're back again. Be not afraid. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And I also want to extend an invitation. This program you can listen tonight at 9 PM. And the Spanish version, No Tengas Miedo, Sundays, 10:30 AM. Let's exploring this gospel for the deeply invitation about our vocation. Who is Jesus for you? If somebody asking you, who is Jesus? The Gospel of John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, and thus signifies Jesus' mission as the one who redeems us from our sins. The blood of the Passover Lamb delivered the Israelites from their oppression in Egypt and from the plague of death. The Lord Jesus freely offered up his life for us on the cross as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The blood which he poured out for us on the cross cleanses, heals us, and frees us from our slavery to sin and from the wage of sin, which is death, and the destruction of both body and soul in hell. It is significant that John was the son of the priest Zechariah, who participated in the daily sacrifice of the lamb in the temple for the sins of the people. In Jesus, John saw the true and only sacrifice which could deliver us from bondage to sin, death, and the powers of hell. How did John know the true identity of Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of the world? Well, it's the Holy Spirit revealed to John Jesus' true nature, such that John bore witness that this is the Son of God. Now, how can we be certain that Jesus is truly the Christ, the Son of the living God? The Holy Spirit makes the Lord Jesus Christ known to us through the gift of faith. God give us freely of his Spirit that we may comprehend it. With enlightened minds and eyes of faith, the great mystery and plan of God to unite all things in his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. How do you feel if the Lord asking you, what do you seek? What do you seek? John, in his characteristic humility, was eager to point beyond himself to the Christ. He did not hesitate to direct his own disciples to the Lord Jesus. When two of John's disciples began to seek Jesus out, Jesus took the initiative to invite them into his company. And today the Lord invited to be with him. Today is the day that the Lord expressed an certain invitation for you to be part of his plan. You are one of those that the Lord see to invite with him. He asked then one of the most fundamental questions of life. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Can you imagine that the Lord asking us, what are you looking for? Mary, Teresa, Paul, Andrew. Jesus asked each one of us the same question, my dear brothers and sisters. What are you searching for? Do you know the meaning and purpose for your life? Only God knows that. Only God, the Father, an author of life, can answer that question and make our purpose fully known to us. That is why the Lord Jesus invites us, each one of us, to draw near to himself. He wants us to know him personally, to know what he came to do for us and what he wants to offer for us. If he asking us, what do you seek? Now the response is, come and see. Come and see. It's the Lord's invitation for each one of us to discover the joy of friendship and communion with the one who made us in love for love. Come and see. Remember, we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid.
It's cold outside. Well, come inside already. It's time to check your spiritual temperature and man up. Join Brent Bosworth, Joe Stopulis, Joe Teeling, and Bishop Sharon as they challenge you to get off the fence between the man you are and the man you're called to be. The next Man Up event is on Tuesday, January 16th at St. Augustine Church. The rosary is at 5:10, mass at 5:30, food and drinks at 6:10, and the program at 6:45. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, sign up for the event, and register to win Catholic Joe t-shirts and pairs of tickets to the men's conference on March 10th. It's time to man up.
Each day, approximately 12 Iowa mothers terminate their pregnancy because they feel they have no other choice. At InterVisions Healthcare, we offer pro-life alternatives like parenting and adoption to women like Taylor and Alicia, who entered the clinic undecided, lacked family support, and suffered financial hardships. After their pregnancy counseling, prenatal education, and ultrasound appointment, both women decided to parent. For more information on the free medical services at InterVisions Healthcare or to support the mission, visit ivhcare.org.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of our new Storm Alert weather package. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store celebrating 25 years of serving the Des Moines community. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures, where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines, 515-255-5230. That's 515-255-5230.
Hi, this is Trent Middendorf with Middendorf Insurance Associates. I've been working with my father, Jim Middendorf, for the last 11 years. We've been helping people with their insurance needs for over 45 years. Our number is 515-252-1414. Middendorf Insurance Associates. Are you really covered?
Welcome back. Be not afraid. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And remember, this program you can listen tonight at 9 p.m. and the Spanish version, No Tengas Miedo, domingos, 10:30 p.m., 10:30. Come and see. Let us invite St. Augustine to inspire us to understand this come and see. St. Augustine reminds us that it is God, our Creator and Redeemer, who seeks us out even when we are not looking for Him. If you hadn't been called by God, what could you have done to turn back? Didn't the very one who called you when you were opposed to Him make it possible for you to turn back? It is God who initiates and who draws us to Himself. Without His mercy and help, we could not find Him on our own. We cannot be in this world without God, my dear brothers and sisters. Come and see the goodness of the Lord. Come and see the good news that only is possible through God. Let us live in this gospel day by day as inspirational motivation to find Jesus behind the details of our daily life. Let us look in for Jesus, who is waiting for us, and following to respond this come and see the goodness of the Lord. Once again, we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and this is the moment that we have our guest coming up, Mr. Enrique Peña. Good morning.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome. Enrique, could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity to be here with you and all of you listeners here in Central Iowa. Father asked me to come and join him on this program and tell him a little bit about myself, my background. I was born in Colombia, South America. Okay. And I grew up in a city the name of Bucaramanga, and we moved to a border town city called Cúcuta, and I went to high school there. And when I graduated from high school in 1979, I first enrolled in law school. And during my first semester, I remember a friend of mine had invited me to come to the States when she was visiting her foreign exchange student who was staying at their home. So I jokingly said, you know, someday I'd like to go to the States and learn the language. That would be great to have the opportunity to learn the language and come back. And she said, anytime you want to come back and visit us, mi casa es su casa. My home is your home. So back then, it used to be we became pen pals. We used to write letters. It was before emails.
Okay.
So we would send letters back and forth. And so I reminded her that I was serious about the offer. So I came to Des Moines in 1980. It was in August. And this wonderful family hosted me, and they've been my guardian angels, if you will. It's a family that really have shown me true love and compassion and the hand of God at work and throughout my life. They really represent the true spirit of the American culture, and that's one thing that I really value a great deal. So I went to Grandview College for about a year, learned the language, and then I moved to Iowa City. I transferred to the University of Iowa and graduated in 85, and then moved back to Des Moines. And here, while I was here my first year, I met my wife, who's from Des Moines, and she's a wonderful partner and friend. And we got married a year later, and we had three children. We have three children, and wonderful children. And so it's been a great experience. Just to give you a brief summary of where I came from.
Excellent. Welcome, Enrique. Enrique, how is the transition? Arrive in August and then be ready for January.
Well, the first time I still have pictures. Actually, the first time I saw snow was in the second week of October in 1980. And I remember we had about 5 inches of snow, and I was outside playing in the snow and jumping up and down, and just elated, just so happy and full of joy. But after a few years, you go like, oh, snow again. So after, coming here in 1980, now 37 years later, 37 winters later, you look at winter a little bit different. You appreciate and respect the seasons. But being from Colombia, it's a big adjustment. So
absolutely. If we follow, better to say it, the previous topic about the vocation, about the listening the voice of God. How was that transition from Colombia to living in America and Hispanic as a migrant, and also with the multiple challenges experiences? But if we look into the eyes of faith, how you can describe that transition?
It's a good question. Actually, I think any immigrant, anybody who's come to this country from another culture, another language, really faces a set of values that are different to the ones that you grew up with. So you go through a period of really reflecting on what you knew to begin with and what is new to you. And there is a big adjustment. And I think all of us, especially coming from Latin America, would agree that there is an element of faith that comes into play that really helps you make that transition, because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
The language, learning the language, getting used to the new culture, even the food is different. Yeah. I mean, it's not the same. We didn't grow up eating hamburgers and fries and apple pie. It's our food is different. Even though rice is rice, well, you can fix rice 10 different ways. And it's not the same because it's not your mom's rice or soup or stew.
Okay.
So that in itself, even though it may look minor, it is big. Friendships, culture, customs. You're so used to your cultural customs that you grew up with. They're totally different. So you have to change. You have to really adapt. And that's one of the things that I really, over the years, as I've been here 37 years, I've been able to notice that the Latin American or the Latin culture were able to adapt well and assimilate the new culture better than other cultures around the world. We really, truly embrace the values that we're presented with, as opposed to, we don't give up on our principal values of our motherland. We simply adapt the new ones while we embrace and protect the base of what we have, of what we were born with.
Absolutely. Very, very, very good insight that help us to understand that nobody doing this easily, you know. Take your time, and it's challenging. And remember that we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And you can listen us again this night, tonight, better to say, 9 p.m. And our Spanish version, No Tengas Miedo, 10:30 a.m., and Sundays. It's important also for our American audience to know that this transition is challenging, but it's possible.
It is possible, yes.
It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And also we can learn, at the same time they can learn from us.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any experience that that can share with us about that mutual growing and mutual benefits?
Absolutely. I think any family that has been involved in hosting a foreign visitor or a foreign guest would agree that it's been a great experience, not just to give that opportunity to that guest, but also over the years I've met so many families that have participated in helping foreign visitors. They would say at the end of that experience that they thought it was going to be an experience for the guest, but also it was an experience for them, for they learned something that they didn't know. They experienced something that they didn't experience before, because it's a two-way street. You know, you're given the opportunity for somebody to come into your home, but also that guest is bringing a set of values that they're learning from, and that has always been the case as I've met families throughout the years. And whether they're hosting a student or they're hosting a foreign visitor, a business person or so, that's the case.
Excellent. So let us take a break, and remember that we are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid.
Thank you to all the Catholic Tuition Organization donors this year. $3.2 million raised in record time. The real thanks, though, comes from our families.
We owe CTO so much. With the tuition help we received, we can keep our kids in Catholic school.
Pledges are being accepted for 2018 online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Partial support for Catholic Women Now comes from injury attorney Fred Haas. When Iowans have been injured through no fault of their own in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, harmed in a work-related injury, or suffered injury due to negligence of others, Fred Haas has been on their side to help recover from financial, physical, and emotional loss. Fred, double D, Haas, double A. Online at fredhaas.com. The Des Moines Law Offices of Fred Haas. While we have time, let us do good.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
It's cold outside. Well, come inside already. It's time to check your spiritual temperature and man up. Join Brent Bosworth, Joe Stopulis, Joe Teeling, and Bishop Sharon as they challenge you to get off the fence between the man you are and the man you're called to be. The next Man Up event is on Tuesday, January 16th at St. Augustine Church. The rosary is at 5:10, mass at 5:30, food and drinks at 6:10, and the program at 6:45. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, sign up for the event, and register to win Catholic Joe t-shirts and pairs of tickets to the men's conference on March 10th. It's time to man up.
Welcome back. We are in Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. This is Be Not Afraid. So, Toastmasters, Mr. Yes. Enrique Peña.
Good question. Well, one of the over the years, I've been involved in a number of community civic groups. And in 1987, when I came back, we started a bilingual Toastmasters club here in Iowa. Back then, it was the only one in the state of Iowa, and also the three in the United States. The beautiful thing about this group is it's really comprised of both Latinos and Anglos who are eager to learn the language and also practice their public speaking skills. What is beautiful about the group is that I see a blend of two cultures in that club, and that's what really makes the club thrive and really grow and still exist. And that's why I'm always curious, I'm always fascinated by the dynamics that we have within the club, that we're able to stay alive as a group. If anybody's familiar with Toastmasters, typically those groups will stay alive if there are some core group of people that are really committed, or there's some unique dynamics, and that's what we have in our club that are really that really sets us apart. That we have two cultures that are blended together, they're fused together, and we each bring a set of values to the table. That once it's on the table, we all really benefit from, and that's where I see that. It's a great example, and you could take that to any aspect of our daily life and realize that when two cultures come together, there are benefits and there are wonderful values and attributes that benefit the whole community.
Marvelous people of God that can join together in the same place called creation. So we are created to live in together. My dear brothers and sisters, had been a pleasure to have Enrique Peña with us as a guest and in your show, Be Not Afraid, in Iowa Catholic Radio. I'd like to conclude our show today with the blessing and prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, send us out with confidence in your word to tell the world of your saving acts and bring glory to your name. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, with the blessed might of God, be not afraid.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.
Brought to you by Associated Ophthalmologists.